Hello and welcome to the Nolcast. This is Buddy Elliott. Solo act today. Aaron and I's schedules really couldn't get lined up here, and we have a very short week with Boston College coming to Tallahassee on a Friday night. Interesting ball game here. Going to preview it. Going to be a little bit shorter episode today, and I think what I'm actually going to do is a separate recruiting podcast over the weekend. Because I know a lot of people just don't care about Boston College. I've looked at our analytics on Tomahawk Nation, my website that I run, and yeah, you guys just don't care about Boston College, or a lot of you don't. But look, you still have to preview. You only get 12 of these a year, plus the bowl game. So we're going to preview it like a regular game in some respects. But we're not going to go quite as in-depth because Florida State is favored by 21. Boston College is a 10-1 underdog. The over-under here is 48.5, 49. So the predicted margin of victory, 35-14, if you go by what Vegas thinks. I think today what I'm going to do is go and tell you where Boston College is good and where it's really bad. I'm not going to waste time telling you where it's just okay or decent or below average, but just sort of the extreme so you know what to look for. I'll start on offense. This is one of the worst offenses Florida State has played in a long time. It's 122nd in the country if you go by Bill Connelly's S&P Plus rankings. If you look at how Boston College has done in the league, 4.1 yards per play. Now, that's terrible, but if that's not intuitive to you, remember that pretty poor Wake Forest offense FSU faced a couple weeks ago? Wake Forest is at almost 5, so they're a good 20% better per play than what Boston College has been. Think about that. Overall, this is by far the worst team Florida State has played. 95th nationally by the F-plus rankings. I think Wake Forest was like 67. So you're talking about a step down. Of course, I'm talking about FBS teams only. Not a lot of heat going on with this offense. But I tell you where there is some heat. That's our title sponsor this year, Louisiana Hot Sauce. Louisiana Hot Sauce, one drop will do you. I know I had it on some eggs this morning. That was pretty good. Y'all have been great tweeting at us at Nolcast with pictures of y'all using Louisiana Hot Sauce. And I know that the folks over there, their social media department loves it as well. The engagement has been great. Reviews have been rolling in on iTunes as well. People are actually reviewing the podcast and saying good things about Louisiana Hot Sauce. So that's always cool. We know that not only are we the number one FSU podcast, but we also have the most devoted listenership. This is something that's been, you know, 6-7 years in the running, and we very much appreciate y'all. So yeah, Louisiana Hot Sauce hot, Boston College not hot. They are the anti-Louisiana Hot Sauce team. 95th overall. Their passing offense by S&P, 96th. So they're actually a little bit better there than they are running the football, which is terrible. Their quarterback, Patrick Toles, is a guy who had to transfer from Kentucky, which should probably tell you a lot, considering the state of Kentucky's offense, which is terrible. And Kentucky's having to run a lot of Wildcat now. So, yeah. Their passing success rate, 106th nationally. Again, there's only 128 teams in D1. That's pretty bad. Their rushing overall, 119th. Their rushing success rate, 121st. I already said they're 122nd nationally overall in offense. How are they at finishing drives, you ask? Surprisingly, even worse than what you thought. So they're not actually better in the red zone. 123rd there. And then their offensive efficiency, 125th. So in terms of a down-to-down basis, how are they? There's only 3 teams in the nation who are worse. That's incredibly bad. I mean, this is I don't even know how to describe it. I watch them, and I'm not totally sure what they're doing. They have a couple wins this year. They Probably should have beaten Georgia Tech in Ireland that opening game. They did beat NC State. They beat Wagner. I think they beat either UMass or Colgate. So they're still an outside shot to go to a bowl game, but I don't think this team is as good as last year. And it really is a team of extremes. One thing that they do that I've noticed, they run extremely slow. I'm not talking about the athleticism of their players, although they're not that fast. But their pace nationally is 95th. Florida State, I think, is 50th. So you think Florida State operates a slow offense, and they do. Boston College, like, intentionally operates a slow offense, and not just, hey, it takes a long time to get the play called, but they want to limit possessions as much as possible. They're down there pace-wise with, like, some option teams. It's really not fun to watch, although if you have dinner plans, you may be able to get out for, like, you're not dinner plans, but if you have plans to go out after, maybe you're in Tallahassee and you want to see our other sponsor, Madison Social. You may be able to do that pretty quickly after this game, because I don't think this game is going to last all that long. BC does try to run the football quite often. I think they're like 10th in the country in terms of percentage of time they run versus how often they pass. They also do something interesting here, which is on passing down. So 2nd and 7 or longer, 3rd and 5 or longer, they run the football a lot. And I think part of that is because they want to try to set up more manageable third downs. But the other part of that, I think, is that they want to continue to shorten the game, and they really just don't trust their passing offense. And I can't blame them for not wanting to trust that passing offense. It's really pretty bad. Now, to Boston College's credit, they have faced, I think, 3 of the best defenses in the league so far in Clemson, Louisville, and Virginia Tech already. So that's not easy at all. But here's their numbers throwing the football in conference play. 72 of 149. So that's under 50%. 48% passing in the league. 149 throws for 752 yards. That's 5.0 per attempt. Again, dead last by a wide margin. I mean, the next team is like 15% better than them. And everybody else is at least 30 or 40% better than them. Touchdowns, 3 passing touchdowns. Interceptions, 6. So the old 1-to-2 passing touchdown, touchdowns to interception ratio, not the best. Quarterback rating, 89. The gap between the last Boston College and the second last team, you have to go from 89 to 109. If you're plotting this, Boston College just—they just don't even belong. It's a little bit scary to see just how bad they are, because Boston College used to be a pretty decent team in the league, and for a while they played at a pretty high level. But 3.49 yards per play against Clemson, 3.34 against Louisville, 4.95 against NC State. That was actually a decent day for them. Syracuse, 4.78. They only had 64 yards of passing on the day. Vatek, 2.18 yards per play. Just a really bad offense here. How can they score on Florida State? Well, if Florida State gives them good field position via, let's say, poor punting, which FSU certainly has, they are, I think, 87th nationally in punting efficiency, that could help Boston College's field position. If Florida State turns the football over, that could certainly happen. Could set up Boston College some scores. Or if Florida State falls asleep and allows free runners. Now, last week against NC State, they did a good job of not allowing guys to be wide open. That's been a problem for them at times this year. Boston College is going to try to do a lot of spread option type stuff, running the quarterback quite a bit. Now, their skill talent sucks, and their quarterback's not accurate. However, if you leave guys wide open, that could be, you know, that's how they could score, especially if you don't play your responsibility, and BC kind of lulls you to sleep and they're able to hit a pass over the top. That's basically how they've scored this year on bigger plays. They don't really drive the ball consistently at all. But yeah, if they put up more than, let's say, 4.4 yards per play on Florida State before garbage time, which I assume this game will get to garbage time, then that's going to be kind of a disappointment there. You've got to make sure that Boston College doesn't hit the big play on you. And they won't be able to hit big plays with athleticism. They'll have to do it because Florida State blew assignments. And if that happens, that'll be extremely disappointing. But BC is not really a threat to score very much. They're just not good on offense at all. Switching to defense here. Now, I got to say, we got to talk about our sponsor real quick, Madison Social, the best place for food and drink in Tallahassee. No doubt about it. Go there for brunch, especially after the game. Get those French toast waffles. Always a great deal there. Maybe a nice Nolcast Bloody Mary as well. Pretty cool thing. And if you listened to the last podcast, we also talked about the Christmas party, the tree decorating festival they're going to have, shutting down Madison Street. Should be a great thing. Check out more. You can follow them, Madison Social, Instagram, Twitter, madisonsocial.com. All great resources to find out about another fine business that supports the Nolcast. So very happy to have them on board again as a sponsor this year. Let's talk a little defense. I'm going to go from best to worst here. What does Boston College do really well? Well, their defensive overall is about 25th nationally. How many defenses does FSU face that are better than BC's? Well, Wake Forest was slightly better at 27th. But a couple actually. Miami's defense, 19th, so better than Boston College's. NC State's 18th, again, better than Boston College's. Then we see Louisville at 9, Clemson at 4. Florida right now is at 6, but she's not played them yet. So, yeah, this is not the Boston College defense of yesteryear. And I think part of that is talent they've lost off the roster. Another part of that is that their defensive coordinator, Brown, left for Michigan and is now doing a tremendous job at Michigan. And I bet you Jimbo Fisher is very happy to see him gone because the battles that Fisher and Brown had, both back when Brown was at Maryland, when Maryland was still an ACC team a couple years ago, and then also at Boston College, those were great. But you know, Brown brought a ton of pressure. BC will still blitz some, not quite as creatively, not quite as effectively as they did under Brown. So a top 25 type defense, still a good defense, a defense that is very capable of making you look bad, but perhaps not quite as dominant a defense as you've seen a couple times already on FSU's schedule. So 25th nationally, fine. Number one in the country in passing down success rate. That is really impressive. So, if Boston College gets you to third and long, to second and 8+, to third and 5+, number one in the nation, that's really important because you've got to be good on first down. How about rush defense efficiency, sort of stopping the run on a down and down basis? Third overall, very impressive. Passing downs defense overall, so success rate and explosiveness, number three, very good there. Rush defense overall, four. So there are certain things this defense does extremely well, but let's look at some other stuff. Red zone defense, 92nd. Standard down defense, 98th. Passing defense explosiveness, so preventing explosive plays, 115th. Rushing defense explosiveness, 120th. Passing downs explosiveness, 122nd. Explosive plays defense overall. So, you know, big time plays given up, 124th. And then standard down explosiveness, 126th. Talk about kind of a just a a team of extremes. And check this out too. First quarter defense, 87th. Second quarter defense, second. Again, 87th to second. Coming out of the half, defense, third quarter, 119th. Fourth quarter defense, sixth. It seems like this team is great at making in-game adjustments after the first and third quarters. But those first and third quarters are pretty damn bad. So, how does a typical Boston College defensive drive look? And I think this is probably what most people are interested in if you've listened to the podcast this far. BC is very much determined to stop the run. They are going to load up against the run like crazy. They are going to give favorable looks. Now, DeAndre Francois has not done a good job of throwing the football in recent games against these good first down looks. Boston College knows this. They've watched the film. And since he hasn't done a good job of this anyway, Boston College is going to keep doing what they've been doing, which is say, fine, we're going to take away the run. We are going to take away Dalvin Cook, both by playing good defense on the defensive line, but also just by simply outnumbering you in the box. There are going to be too many tacklers for you to block. And that's not a deal of being good or bad at blocking. It's just math. If I have seven blockers and you have eight defenders, well, guess what? Somebody's coming on block to make a tackle. There's a cost to this, especially when you don't have great athleticism and great players like BC has had in the past. And that cost is the explosive plays. Florida State, if it wants to jump on Boston College and beat them, and beat them bad, it's got to hit those explosive plays. This is the weakness of Boston College's defense. Florida State has not been as explosive as you would think this year, and they've been a little bit better sustaining drives, probably because they've been great in short yardage and they have Dalvin Cook. BC wants to make Florida State play left-handed, which means throwing the football with Francois. And I think if you're Florida State, you've got to think, okay, at some point he's got to be able to hit these routes, and receivers have to make some plays. I think that'll actually happen some in this game. I think Florida State can go out and do a good job on first down to create those explosive plays. But don't be surprised if this game is a combination of explosive plays on offense mixed in with tackles for loss, mixed in with incompletions, mixed in with runs that are stuffed. You can have a good mix of explosive drives and punts in this game. You will probably not have a whole lot of drives overall anyway, because Boston College tries to shorten the game via its lack of pace. But you will probably not have very many drives that are like, I don't know, 10 plays, 60 yards, touchdown. Most likely your drives that are successful are going to be explosive drives mixed in, kind of interspersed there with punts. And that's just the way Boston College wants to play. They want to put pressure on you. You can argue that perhaps that they are not necessarily playing to their personnel this year as good as they have in the past. I think that's a potentially a fair argument given how many big plays they've given up. But part of their big plays, too, are just some secondary communication errors. And that's something Florida State fans know all about this year and in 2014, just guys running wide open. It's certainly happened against BC. But yeah, they very much play to prevent first downs, and if you can hit big plays, you're going to walk all over Boston College, especially with these defensive splits. Check this out. Their run rate by opposing offenses on first down is only 113th. And what does that tell you? That means that teams are really trying to throw the football on first down against them. And Boston College essentially forces you to do that, as I just said. If DeAndre Francois can come out and be accurate, and Florida State can protect the passer, and Florida State receivers don't drop the football, and all these three things have been issues in recent games. Offensive line was improved against NC State. Receivers and quarterback, not so much. BC does have a good defensive front. But if they can get this blocked up, I think that they really could take some nice play-action shots against the Eagles, who are very much going to be trying to stop Dalvin Cook. I also think some of the power stuff, some of the toss stuff, and some of the counter trace stuff, that may work a little bit better because BC is traditionally very good at stopping the zone run game because they're disciplined, they play blocks well. Going a little more man as opposed to zone against them, mixing it up a little more, is probably a smart strategy too. I guess it's prediction time here. Florida State, by the way, is favored by 13 in the first half. For those of you who are of a sporting nature and want to go out there and look for that, some people think that they will not come out very strong again. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll hit some big plays. It's certainly possible. Like, there's no rule that says Florida State can't play well in the first quarter. Now, it's been almost a full calendar year since FSU has scored a first quarter touchdown against a Power 5 team. I think you have to go back to NC State in 2015 to find them doing that. But it's possible. I think this is the week where Florida State actually does hit some explosive plays over the top. And I'm going to say FSU 38, Boston College 13, the first real pull-away, easier victory for FSU of the season, at least against a Power 5 opponent, conference opponent. That's it for the Nolcast preview of Boston College. Hope you guys like this format. I do want to do something even for these lesser games, and I know that most people are not willing to listen to an hour of Boston College talk before a ball game like this. So we will talk to you soon with a recruiting podcast and with an instant reaction podcast after the Boston College game. Take care, everybody.